delivering the worst news at work. It will always feel personal when firing someone. Laying people off takes its toll. Going back 25 years, I can still remember every situation that I had to do it in, says Robert Kovach, a work psychologist and former corporate executive. The experience sticks with you, he says, because it's not just about operational stress. Have I filled out the forms? Made the calls? It's also filled with moral stress. People laying off their coworkers often feel a clash between their responsibility to their company and their responsibility to be a good person to the people they're laying off, particularly because layoffs are about a company needing to downsize, not always about the individual employee's poor performance. Though you may get feedback from higher-ups that you shouldn't feel bad for letting someone go because it's just business, you know deep down that it's not. It's all very personal, Kovach says. Maintaining composure throughout is key. But how do you? Be clear about talking points. This doesn't necessarily mean having a script ready, as that can come off robotic or impersonal. But lay out some key talking points you need to hit during the conversation. Consult with the human resources or the company's legal department. You may be obligated to make certain statements about severance or explain the reason for layoffs in a certain way. It's worth making sure those points are covered, not just to fulfill the duties to your organization, but also to add some predictability to an otherwise unpredictable situation. Don't shock them. Everyone knows that there is a wrong way to lay someone off. When former Google employee Vivek Gulati prepared for a meeting one morning in 2023, he checked his email to find an announcement that the company would conduct 12,000 layoffs. The next email contained his personal layoff notice. Gulati shares how his manager learned about his layoff. He tried to enter an office building, and his badge didn't work. It was a rough way to find out.